He is laughing to himself.
What happened to yourself? You good? You straight, bro?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm recording, so we just started. What's up, Buckle?
What's up, Buckle?
Frost Talk.
What's up, Buckle?
Buckle. Where that came from? You know where that came from?
Buckle. I don't know.
Hey, Arnold.
Buckle? Nah.
Helga.
I'm pretty sure I heard Buckle before. Hang on.
They 50 Cent said he gets it from Ha Ha Davis, some Instagram comedian. And I'm like, nah, bro. Helga said that shit way before back in the day.
Or way older than
that. What's up, Buckle?
Way older than Hey Arnold.
Some lady was interviewing Meg Thee Stallion and called her a scallywag. Like, what's up? It's my scallywag, Meg. And I'm... who says scallywag, nigga? Yes, you know what the definition is?
Scallywag.
You know what the real definition of scallywag is?
I know it was something used for, like, people, like... I don't know, like, fucking people who be on boats and shit like that. Pirates and
okay,
shit.
Okay, yeah. That... and then I think the definition that's in the dictionary is something like somebody... it's a B definition. Somebody that's known for doing bad things.
Oh, there you go, pirate. Scallywag.
There you go, Meg Thee Stallion. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion.
Call her Scallywag. I'm fucked up. She cool.
She dope. Yo, Frost Talk. It was your birthday last week, so we didn't do an episode.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
You was lit. Dudes. But yo, you can start off. How you like the Wu episode? Wu-Tang American Saga. The last joint.
It was dope.
Spoilers.
Yeah, early spoilers in case y'all didn't watch it. If y'all didn't watch it, that's y'all problem. Y'all should have watched it. Today's Friday. It came out 2 days ago, so.
Facts and Hulu's.
Anyways.
Hulu's are up there.
I don't know. When it started, I was like, I was lost. I was like, what the fuck? I felt like, what happened? Did I miss something? Did I fast forward an episode or something? Did I skip an episode? What happened?
Not to cut you off.
And then it just like, and then it was like, okay, I understood. Like, it was like, but I guess irrelevant shit in between that, and then just a little time jump. It was a little weird in the beginning. Then I got.
I had to pause it to make sure I didn't, like, there wasn't, like, two episodes, and I picked the second one or some shit. So I paused it and shit. But I liked it. I liked the overall direction. I like that they had the kid from this group called The Hoodies from upstate New York. That was on, they did a Funk Flex freestyle too. But the kid rapping in the record shop is from that group. That's a real, he really raps in like real life. That little kid, he's nice. But I like that it showed the failure of RZA. And like, it now I see they're trying to tell the full story. Not
I wouldn't call it a failure because it just shows what fucking... What record labels is like.
Yeah,
like,
back in the day and the now even.
They didn't let him produce none of his shit. He had to fucking wear the suit. Which is an actual real video. And people didn't know.
They showed it at the end if you watched the after the credits. Yeah, they showed the real video. That was RZA's real name, Prince Rakim. Now I'm excited to see what's coming next. I'm excited for we were just watching before the podcast the new show with Cardi, Chance, and T.I., Rhythm and Flow on Netflix. We're going to probably finish watching it after the podcast. That shit was pretty good, too. It's definitely kind of, like, cheesy, but good. In the sense of, like, it serves its purpose. It makes you want to watch more episodes. It's like a hood American Idol, somewhat. But,
yeah, man. I fucked with it, though.
Yeah, man.
That shit is dope.
Listen, guys, next week we're probably going to have video. You know,
I ain't gonna hold you. That shit is making me feel very confident in my rapping abilities.
Yo, if
I'm
nine,
not even a rapper.
If nine, if you start rapping, bro, you'll be something. You'll be something.
I don't think I'm that good, man.
I just feel like, you know, just stick to your podcast roots always. So if you get on, I get on. Facts too. Shout out to facts.
You You'll be my limo driver.
Shout out to Facts. Facts been busy. He's working on his album, Suffocation, and all that. Limo driver. Nigga, you better get an Uber, nigga.
Yeah, you the Uber driver.
No. I'll be the test screener for the bitches that come your way. All
right, listen. I'll upgrade you to my plumber. There you go.
Yeah, upgrade. Big Mouth is back on Netflix. Shout out to Big Mouth. Definitely a great show. I hate, you know what's crazy? Big Mouth is either a show that you like or you don't like. I don't know nobody that says it's okay. I had a lot of people tell me, like, oh, I don't like the fact that they're talking about sex and their kids doing it. And I thought that was, makes it funny, talking about puberty and our thoughts as kids going through puberty. I wouldn't say, yo, let's show your kids, you know, this show. But I think people take shit too seriously. I think that people don't understand that jokes that are meant for us, just because it's an animated show or because there's children involved, doesn't mean that, you know, it's directed for kids to watch it, you know? But I like the newest season of Big Mouth.
I haven't watched, so I can't say
it's funny because you don't want to put me onto it.
How do you feel about Rick and Morty coming back only 5 episodes?
I haven't heard that it was only 5 episodes, but they got a contract, so they're guaranteed 100 episodes. So I can see them doing 5 episodes here and then 5 more in February maybe when all the winter shit drops, because it's like October and February is always when new shit drops for TV.
Yeah.
They signed us, so we're going to get guaranteed 100 episodes in total. So, and then they can go into syndication and other networks can pick it up, like with Family Guy and American Dad. But, but yeah, man.
Yeah, how you feel about, I haven't really been,
how you feel about they're rebooting the Fresh, well, they're doing a spin-off of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How do you feel about all these reboots now?
A spin-off of
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will Smith announced it, yep.
It depends what the spin-off is about. Like, where is he involved and to what capacity is he involved?
He's involved because he announced it. And I think it was his idea.
Shit like that, you know what I mean?
But I don't know if he's going to be acting in it. I don't know none of the details. But I don't know, man. I don't. I'm kind of getting tired of all these reboots and spinoffs and shit that's old that we could just be focusing on some of the newer shit that's out. But
they're going to drag it out. That's Hollywood for you. Make as much money as they can off of the same property.
It's a fact.
That's Hollywood, Beth. No?
It's so I can add more advertisements in it.
Okay.
My fault. Wow.
Type that shit, buddy.
Nah, because you was going on the next topic, so I was like, alright.
Fucking live bloopers.
Bloopers?
Live bloopers.
Live bloopers?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Fucking everything up.
I should have said something before,
my
but.
Technical guys suck, so. Sorry.
Yo, it's a process. It's a process out here. Superman. Yo, the video for this song was hard, bro. With Gina Lynn, the porn star in it. It's crazy, I know that, right?
Anyway, yeah, we didn't get to, you know, you spoke about hustle, I mean Rhythm and Flow, and then you started babbling about other shit, though.
The show
is pretty dope.
I thought you seen Big Mouth, my fault, because you told me about it.
Anyways, the show is pretty dope, and I like what I see, and it's making me confident in my in my rapping abilities, and I'm not even a rapper. I'm dead ass, bro. I'm dead ass.
I mean, if Tekashi can get a $10 million deal.
Nah, not even like. I mean, obviously, I'm talking shit, but I'm all, obviously.
There's some,
I'm talking
there's
shit
some
with
serious,
like, some backing with it.
You're serious about this rapping shit.
Not even like serious. It's just. I just want to like shut people up. Like, yo, everybody thinks that they could like. Everybody thinks that they can rap. Everybody thinks they nice. Everybody like.
Everybody know? Thinks they can rap because it's so easy now to record yourself, I think, and just put it on SoundCloud.
I just don't think like the content and all the other shit that comes with it is. I don't know, man. It's just.
You think people are trying to make music nowadays just...
I don't mean to be a quote-unquote airhead. I mean, old head about it, excuse me. Airhead and old head. Fuck it. Whatever you want to call it.
You think people are trying to make music now just to get on, as opposed to doing it for the love of it?
I think it's that, Ed. I think just everybody just in their own head thinks that they nice, and people can't take constructive criticism in a positive way. Everything always comes off like negative, or somebody always wants to take something hating. Negative or something. You know?
It's hating. You're hating.
Quote unquote hating.
You're hating.
Instead of just like, all right, you know what? I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna use that as a fucking learning block, and I'm gonna fucking build from it. Boom. And then just get better from there. Like, it's not that hard to take constructive criticism. It's just, you know, I'm confident in my shit, man.
Confidence is key to being a rapper. I mean, listen, I don't knock nobody's dream. I just want us to teach our kids, you know, there's more shit out there than just being a rapper. But, like, because it's like, you know,
I'm not saying I'm gonna be a rapper, by the way. He's saying
he's working on a song for us. So
I'm gonna just drop like a 5-song EP and call it a day and SoundCloud disappear forever.
Feel me?
That's it. On some MF Doom type shit.
I knew you were gonna say MF Doom.
Never reappear again. Just be in the shadows, waiting to fucking strike again. Lone Wolf McQuaid out here.
Yo, bro.
For real.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, coming soon, man.
Coming soon.
I'ma just do it.
Yo, bro, how you feel about the Tekashi deal now? He's not getting 10 million. I mean, his deal's worth 10 million. That's different.
I mean, sure, but whatever, good for him, but...
He ain't gonna get respected in the streets, but
for whoever
in the pop
signed
world.
Him for that, I don't know. I didn't really read into it or none of that.
It was
shit,
his own.
I don't care. So.
His old label that originally had him, they signed him to a basically 2-album deal. It's worth
fuck
10
off.
Million. One Spanish album, one English album.
Whatever. I don't care.
Listen,
I'm sorry, man. I don't give a fuck. Whatever he does, it he does it. Cool. He makes money, and his shit sounds cool. If it don't,
I'm gonna play some new Casanova, bro. I'm sorry. I bought some new shit.
I just don't care for shit.
Shout out to Casanova. This album was fire.
He makes me want to punch people in the face.
Yeah, he's trying to branch out to more lyrical
that's
shit,
a posi-
too.
Like that, you know,
it's a positive thing. I feel you. You want to play the jail song or the aggressive shit?
Nah, man. I want to hear the shit with him and Uncle Murder. Shit, him and Uncle Murder is fine.
Him and Uncle Murder?
Yeah.
What shit?
I don't think it's on this.
It's so Brooklyn shit?
Maybe. I remember, I'm a little.
I don't think
impaired.
They did a song. Oh, to Get the Strap. That's
all. Oh, yeah, that's it, actually, yeah.
They Get the Strap?
Yeah, because you brought up fucking...
6ix9ine.
Hakatashi.
Yeah, Casanova, Lil TJ, shout out to them. And Wale, new album's out.
I got to listen to Wale's shit.
I got to listen to Wale's differently because I got to zone out to it and focus. But Casanova shit was dope. Lil TJ was dope.
I haven't heard that. I mean, no, I did hear it. I didn't... It's like I heard it, but I wasn't
listening. Yeah, I feel you.
You know, because I don't know. The first run, it felt like background music.
What you mean? The first song?
No, the first like run of the whole shit just felt like...
Casanova or TJ?
No, TJ shit.
Yeah.
It felt like it was background music. I got to go to it one more time.
I think the problem with TJ is that a lot of songs he did, he kind of like had them out already, and he just dropped them on the album to add them on the album. Which Young M.A did too, but you know, I don't know. I feel like he didn't need all those songs on there. I liked
Yeah, this song made me want to punch my fucking face.
I like a few songs I heard off Lil Kim shit. You know, her shit's getting good reviews and shit.
Her. Wow.
Her, Missy, and Lauren, I think, are real...
I'll listen to it.
Her, Missy, and Lauren, I think, are real influences on what's going on today. More so than, like, MC Light was. Shout out to MC Light and Queen Latifah, but, like, definitely those three.
They was for Lil' Kim and...
Yeah, basically, and, like, you know, that day, that's when they passed the torch to. I see Queen Latifah passing on a Rhapsody, like, that being her probably her biggest influence, but, like...
Rhapsody's nasty. Like, disgusting... manure nasty in a good way. That's a compliment. Yeah. That's it. She's better than most dudes.
That's a fact.
But most of these niggas is trash talking about the same shit.
Jim Jones says he's dropping an album in December too,
singing all the same, doing the songs with the same people.
I will say it, music nowadays has definitely gotten more melodic, more singy. But I can't lie and say the bars ain't better than it was in like 2008, 2007.
That's from specific people though.
I was going back in town like the other day. Like there was a playlist on Tidal for like biggest hits for certain years. Bro, like there was so many one hit. Like remember the song Walk It Out?
Yeah.
Shit like that. That ringtone rap shit, Swag Surfing, Party Like a Rock Star. Like, we're past that now. We have hits, but it's like, there's shit behind it. Ain't no more super one-hit wonder type shit no more, like.
I don't know.
Nah, it's like, I don't want to talk about this shit.
It's whatever. Whatever, man. Sorry. Don't mean to be dumb about it.
How you feel about your Yankees made it, but like they gonna take on the Astros? Who you got? Honestly, not as a Yankee fan.
I think if we could win the first two games, we have a possibility to win the series. I'm not saying this is sweet. But the first two games is very crucial. We gotta win those. Everybody gotta be on it. Everybody gotta be on point. And we've been playing like that. So I just don't want, you know, game we don't play like that. That game. How that shit. Just, we need a fucking ring.
Y'all have enough rings. Let the Astros win. Astros win, beat the Nationals.
We need it for New York, man. We need it for New York.
I'm
right
good.
Now.
I'm okay.
The Giants suck.
I'm okay. I can wait till the Mets take it next year.
Fuck off, you wanker.
Or the Nets. I can wait for the Nets to take it this year.
Next year, you fucking cock gobbler.
I can wait till the Nets take it this year. The Nets could take it this year.
Nah, that's fine. Okay.
The Nets could take it this year.
Nope.
You know what show we've been watching that I fuck with? You know what show I've been watching that we fuck with? Angie Martinez shit.
What happened? Oh, shit.
You paused, Joe.
Yo, I didn't even do nothing. I just wanted to go to the thing. That's it. You know, watch yourself. I headbutt you, motherfucker.
You just said headbutt.
That's how we do in the streets. Anyways. Before I fucking kill you.
Nah, the Nets probably could take it, though.
And I don't care. Told you, I'm a Knicks fan. I'm going to always be a Knicks fan, even though we suck. I just want to see what improvements we've done during the season. That's it. How this team works out.
How many wins this season? 17 or 22?
Nah, I say we have the potential to be around like 30-ish. Definitely have potential to be around 30-ish. I'm hoping for more, but I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to reach right now. If it happens, cool. But, yeah, man. Life of a Knicks fan.
Knicks fans are so washed. Knicks fans are the biggest Knicks are what? The biggest
what?
Con.
What?
I'm gonna go what? Off the
you
Knicks.
Fucking Mets fan.
The
what?
The Knicks are the biggest con. The Mets show that they try to make efforts to win.
And they never win.
But they show they try to make efforts to win. We have a lot of prospect players that have performed. The Knicks. No, no, no. It's different. It's different. Let's talk about the Knicks. How many times have the Knicks made an effort to actually win?
I don't fucking know, nigga. I'm not the Knicks. That was a couple years ago.
They had a chance to get either KD or Kyrie, and then, like, you let them go to the Nets.
Yeah, that's ownership and upper management. It's not the actual fucking basketball team. Like, yeah, the basketball team sucks and shit, but that all comes
that's
from...
That's what I'm talking about. Knicks fans... The Knicks are the most lucrative organization in basketball. Knicks fans buy the shit to go to the games for a crazy amount of bread. And for what? To lose.
Yeah, that's what I watch from TV for free. $3.99 or whatever still, my cable bill is.
You're still putting money in a pocket watching. Fuck that. Boycott them niggas, bro. The Mets at least try, nigga. Like,
fuck the Mets. I don't care for the Mets. Sorry.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying about the Knicks. I'm trying to... You said that you brought up the Mets. So I'm saying the Mets try to make an effort.
Yeah.
But the Knicks, how much...
They collapsed. And they, oh, that was disrespectful to say.
But we get more than 17 wins.
That's how... There's 100 and something fucking... Shut the fuck up. How dare you? What kind of shit is that? You got almost half of the fucking NBA games.
Bro, in baseball, that would be equivalent to like maybe like 40 wins in a season.
Wow.
That's equivalent to 40 wins in a season. And 17 wins in the basketball season is like 40 wins in the baseball season. 50. I'm not reaching.
Anyways, Mr. fucking obviously hater rating over here because he hates the Yankees.
I didn't mention the Yankees at all.
Anyways. Yeah, if we can win the first two games, it's on the popping. If not, I'm gonna be a little stressed out, you know what I mean? But it happens. Fuck it. Looking forward to seeing how mediocre the Knicks are. And, you know.
Look how great the Nets looking.
A little more football.
I don't even try to care about football. Because, like, football, bro. I can't root for any New York team. And I hate the Patriots, so... Gave up.
Boston, that's like you being a Red Sox fan. I'll slap you. I wouldn't be in this room right now. I'll throw you out your own window.
I'm going to have a Red Sox flag on the wall next time you come over.
I'm going to throw you through it. I'll be disrespectful, man. I'm going to come and take a shit right in the middle of your fucking room. Right there.
Yeah, bro, you know what I hate on a different topic? How come... You ever know some people that, like, you can't watch shit with them niggas? Like, they just talk throughout everything.
Yeah, you.
I don't talk throughout everything. I be dumb quiet.
Where are you sleeping?
I don't sleep.
Yeah, you do.
I'll sleep if I'm mad tired from fucking work.
Nigga, stop tapping, please, man. You sleepy sleep.
Bro, I work overnights, bro. Overnights is not fun.
Stop please, man. It's okay, man. You'll be alright, bucko. It's okay, laddie. It's okay.
This weed is kicking.
He's not yelling as much as usual. Good job, me. Yeah, probably. Fab was there, like, don't yell so much. You gotta make the song cool,
yeah. Oh. Hold up.
You fucking okay.
Yo, how you feel about, how you feel about T.I. saying, Iggy Azalea was his biggest failure? He's ashamed. Right? I wouldn't call her a failure.
She is. she sucks.
Fancy was a hit. She fucked up after he put her on, but putting her on and her fucking up was her shit.
But he was basically responsible for that, so.
You know he wasn't. He tried to warn her.
He's the one who put her on. That's like how Eminem feels about Slaughterhouse.
Probably how Eminem feels about Joe Budden. Because he was the only one that didn't want Slaughterhouse to happen. I feel you, though. I feel you.
That was just his ego. Whatever, man.
Yo, man.
What?
What's your favorite... Alright, I'm gonna get to it later. What's your favorite remix of all time? Just so you know, afterwards, this wasn't actually a whack podcast. You're gonna be like, "Yo, this is a whack podcast." Like, this is actually a good one. I think sometimes you rush through shit too much.
You high as hell, that's why. Anyway, I don't know. That's a hard question. I gotta like, I don't really think about that.
I think because I'm trying to think of ideas for like lists. That's what I was getting at. Because I think we could make a list of remixes to get our shit on. Because all these lists coming out of nowhere. Pissing me the fuck off.
You could do that. I'm not getting involved in that shit.
Bro, there's no criteria, bro. The one I showed...
My list is my list. I don't need anybody else's approval for that shit.
If you're going to make a list of your personal opinion, I think that's cool. When you start writing about all-time greatest, there had to be a criteria to me to make it serious. Or, like, if you have people vote, like the one list I showed you that we were like, okay, respect it. We're like the top songs. I think if like you get more of an accurate answer as opposed to just personal opinions from each different person, unless you have a criteria that says, okay, top rapper, they have to at least have an album out. Had to have put an album out.
Had to have had like a hit or
you could put criterias to limit it down, because then anybody could just say we can't make a list where we're including say like a Lil Baby to Nas. Or to like Eminem, like it. You know what I mean? Like it's different lanes, you know. Like what's the criteria here? You know.
Yeah.
I can unpack it, and I feel like this all shit is a conspiracy. Cause nobody knows where these things are coming from, but they're just going viral all of a sudden. This is the government. Only time shit like happens is the government, bro. Same time as all the Takashi shit went down and all that shit. Hey, bro, so much shit. It's a distractions and shit, bro. Oh, let's keep these niggas focused on lists. Let's get them angry about their list. Their placements and shit. I don't know.
I don't even know where this shit came from.
Bro, I don't... Like, the one I
just
showed
reading,
you...
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, somebody made these to troll.
The one I showed you with the music, that was from BBC. With the songs. The British broadcast channel. So, and that's probably why it was more credible. I can see how you could pick Juicy as the number one hip-hop song of all time.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite song, but I could see why you would
it's
say...
It's just, like, universally known. That ass. It really is.
That... I'm surprised Gin and Juice wasn't on the list. I'm about to look that shit up right now. I got a screenshot. You
said Gin and Juice?
It wasn't. On the top 25. The top 25 list was Juicy was number 1, Fight the Power at number 2, Shook One's 3, The Message was 4, Nothing But a G Thing was 5. Gin and Juice is not on here. Gin and Juice was not on here. Tied for 25th, Rosa Parks by Outkast. All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Tied for 25th.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, there's always something. Runaway is at 12. You feel me? With Kanye and Pusha T. Shout out to, rest in peace to Mac Miller, man. This was dope.
took a million pictures.
Yeah, Lil Wayne killed it.
Sorry guys, we just vibing right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it up. Nah, but so I just feel like next time you look at somebody's list, let's make some criteria here, you know? No SoundCloud rappers either.
What do you mean that SoundCloud rapper? What if they're a SoundCloud rapper that got, like, signed? Then they're just a rapper.
Then they would have an album out on, like, streaming somewhere. SoundCloud rappers, meaning I don't want nobody's mans on the list. I get it, that's your mans. He's not nice. You're afraid to tell him.
All I know is I'm number one.
Niggas, every rapper feels like number one too. Stop that.
You know it. Alright, fine. I'm number three then. Alright, I'm number nine.
I knew you were gonna say number nine. Number 69, nigga.
Fuck out of here.
What's a good song you recommend somebody that doesn't listen to hip hop? Like a good hip hop song to listen to. If you're trying to make them into a fan of like what's good about the hip hop music.
That it varies on like
the person.
Yeah.
Somebody that mainly listens to rock music, the classic rock.
Classic rock. That's a good question. I have a couple of mine, but trying to narrow it down. That's hard, man.
For me, I'll probably
but
say.
But if it's somebody who listens to like rock or shit like that, mm-hmm. As you say, I gotta play them something Cudi first.
Cudi? Okay. I can see that.
Like to help him like get an understanding, then I play him the more raw Cudi shit, and then I start showing him other people and shit. You know,
I'd actually put them on to. It's funny, I probably would play "Hip Hop Is Dead" by Nas, and then "New York State of Mind." You understand why? Cause then you gotta get a history lesson on hip hop with like a rock type beat to it, like a rock. It's pure. It's just bars, and you're like, oh, okay. And then New York City of Mind, you get the grit. You get the, you know. Let's think about this for a minute, cause I got some people that I know at work that are. They be into rock crazy, bro. And
you thought about it. I didn't.
Nah. But you know, I always think about shit like that. Like, if I'm watching anime, I'd be like, yo, can I put this on to somebody who doesn't watch anime? And would they like it? When I think about, like, certain shit like that, I think about shit like that all the time. With clothes and shit. If I see, like, a store and I'm like, I wouldn't shop here, but Nine probably would. I would tell you. Or if there's some shit on Instagram I see and I'm like... If there's some shit on Instagram I seen and I'm like, yo, Nine Poppy would fuck with this, I'll send it to you. I like sharing shit, bro. I'm not a selfish person.
I like sharing.
Information though, not money. Don't ask me for money. Or for free weed. Ain't none of that over here. Ain't none of that. Nine doesn't know that I don't pay him for the podcast, I pay him in weed.
Some nigga stab you right now, nigga. Oh, let that rock.
Shout out to Mac Miller. This is his Mac Miller day for us, bro. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle was on the Rhythm of Flow shit, too. That was fire.
That episode isn't out yet, right?
It was the first one we watched. He was on it. We watched it. Remember, they was in Cali for the first episode. And oh, Snoop Dogg.
Was getting sent to Cali.
They were in Cali. Wasn't Snoop Dogg there?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we high. Yeah, yeah, Snoop Dogg was in the first episode.
The episodes after that, they were getting sent to Cali.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting sent to Cali. But they was in Cali for the first episode.
I was right, but I was not right.
You were right, you were just smacked. You were frost.
I was right wrong.
You were right, wrong, wrong, right.
Figure deal me? Stop it. I'll fucking slap you. Don't make me fucking clap you. Fucking kill you. Fucking stab you. You a little bitch. I hit you with a kick. Make you real stiff. Bend up you in a ditch. In the casket. With my nails in it. Yeah, my nails in it. Fucking high, I'm sorry, guys.
Nah, keep going.
That's freestyle shit. Obviously, that's not even like no written shit.
I'll throw a beat on right now.
Nah, man. I'm just like clowning, bro.
I'll throw a beat on right now, bro. You
we
asking
being
for
silly.
It?
We being silly. No.
I'll throw a beat on right now, bro.
Being silly.
I'm in a smacked vibe. Yo, it was your fucking birthday last week, bro.
That was a week ago, man.
I'm just like,
I don't
damn,
know
bro.
In the past.
Nah, bro. I feel bad because I actually wanted to do something with you for your birthday, and I was
cool,
fucked
man.
Up. Nah, bro, because I like the fact that I fuck with you because, like, pause, because, like, you're an authentic person.
I'm a fucking weirdo. It's cool though.
I'm going to stick to authentic person.
I'm
going to stick to authentic person.
That's the logical and less... You know, less asinine way to fucking say it. You know, but yeah, I got you. I'm a fucking. It's cool. I mean, man. If you don't like it, you don't like it. If you do, cool. I fuck with you. We vibing, man. We vibing. Where, like, on the way over here, I was listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers. Woo. Vibes.
Vibes. Nah, you people know some shit at work too, though. But it's funny because when they tell me,
I'm gonna put you on some shit.
When niggas tell me the type of,
no, shut up. You've been asking me for those fucking Lupe songs to put you on, right?
Facts.
I'm gonna put you on once we get off this. I'm putting you on. We're gonna discuss that next podcast.
Next, my experience with Lupe Fiasco.
How you felt?
Pause.
You got me? I got you, manito. No mames, pendejo. I got you, kid. Yo, when did this come out? La música de Harry
Fraud. Why you mad?
Where are you feeling it?
This is a song already.
Nigga J about to drop the bars.
Why you mad? Say it.
We fucking clap. We fucking high. We fucking midget. Fucking J. Fucking nine. Hey, but yeah. Hey, hey. Get high.
Yo, niggas is just smack.
Where my niggas? Hey, frost talk.
Frost talk. Burr, act like you heard. Look, I got them gloves on my feet, Gary Payton. Motherfuckers look at me and they start hating. Trying to stack my bread up, trying to stick this paper. Yeah, I fucking got a lisp, nigga, I don't care. Look. Favorite rapper Nas, favorite rapper Pun. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. I'm done.
I'm fucking done.
I'm done.
See this rap shit. Do it for fucking fun. But we fucking saints, you fucking done. Matter of fact, you sweeter than the fucking honey bun. Stop it, you can't rock it, you can't knock it. Number 9 off the dome, you niggas sockets. Stop it, you always getting stuck, fucking shocking. You fucking got that right, it's okay, bring it back. Do it off the top like a toupee, you fucking frosty fucking snowflakes. Goddamn, this is all off the dome. You are the whack, niggas need to go home. Take a pen, jot a couple things down. Stop fucking frowning. Matter of fact, bring it around, that means smile. That means bring it up, don't stop. Keep writing, keep fighting, keep getting nice and nicer than me. No, never stop it. I'm the fucking truth. You niggas can't cap it. Stop it.
I like when I just start niggas off with like 4 or 8 bars and niggas just go off. Like Big Ticket. Remember Raps? It was Rap City with Big Ticket, that show.
Yo, shout out to Big Ticket. Whatever you doing, man. You like, this nigga was amazing for that show, bro.
Yeah, facts.
Big Ticket's basement, bro. Had everybody pull up. We're gonna carry
this torch on Frost Talk. I'm gonna have.
Niggas is just clowning though.
Nah, but we're gonna have guests on here soon. And we're gonna have to. We're gonna get one of them. We're gonna get some of these niggas that be like, nah, I don't freestyle. I don't freestyle.
What time is it? I'm about to go home. Stop. Nah. I'm about to fucking go off. About to fucking. Floss, about to fucking hop, fucking frogs. I'm fucking going off, stop it. Fucking hungry, fucking need a fucking hot pocket. Got the hot pocket, click, clack, block it. Nigga, stop it, get down. Matter of fact, bro, on the ground.
Niggas
ain't around, fucking ghost. Leave you all up, you fucking roast.
These are produced by Harry Fraud, by the way. This is his Blue Green EP.
Shout out to Harry Fraud.
Greatest producer alive. Let's go. Yo,
sure.
I gotta show you the Justin Bieber. He remade Many Men by 50 Cent.
Yo, by the way, guys, we just fucking around, man. Don't take none of this serious.
Bro, people's honestly,
gonna be listening to this like, yo, you hear these dumbass motherfuckers?
There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit going on in the world.
We fucking around.
A lot of shit going on in the world, bro. But I really don't care. Like I care, but I don't care. Like I'm tired of it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm tired of it. Like, I don't want to keep talking about Tekashi. I don't want to keep talking about all this shit. I'd rather listen to, like, this nigga spit and laugh and get high as fuck today.
I guess this is the...
Shout out to Casanova and Lil TJ.
This is the bi-week podcast. This is the bi-week podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have the full crew on next week and shit. Because niggas are slacking out here, but everybody got a life. Everybody got shit going on. So, just know, shout out to the other host. Me and Nine are holding it down. And we're frosted.
Super frosted. Like fucking frosted flakes. Dry, that's without the milk.
I don't know, that's crazy. That sounded crazy.
Yo, change the beat up, man. I'm feeling it, boy. Why you gonna play this song if you gonna have some rapping on it? Yo.
Hold on, let me find the beat.
Yo. Hey! Ooh.
What am I doing? What else you want to talk about, bro? Well, I look for this beat.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything else to talk about.
We need the other. We really fucking up without these other hosts here, bro. Like that ass, bro. It's like, cause we do this shit every week now, and it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, I feel like
we're
the PS5 announcements.
Next year, right? Care. Next November.
You an Xbox person?
Nah, I care because I got stock in GameStop, and I'm about to sell that shit because I heard they're going out of business soon.
Yeah, either that or they're getting sold to.
Yeah, so I heard somebody's about to buy them too and shit. I don't know. So I care, but I don't care because I'm an Xbox nigga. But I want... Yo, E-Games.
The Joker movie, you know.
E-Games. The Overwatch champion won, like, millions and shit. Tiggs is getting into that shit a lot. I don't know if he told you. He's, like, ranked 74th in the world or some shit like that.
And Tiggs?
Yeah. What the fuck? In Gears. There was an Overwatch tournament, though. But, like, I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, this... I never understood the fascination of watching strangers play video games. not to be like some hater shit.
I guess to, like... Spot your competition, I guess.
But then, so everybody's part of the competition then? Like, why would a fan just watch somebody...
In case you're not, you get somebody's techniques down and shit like that, you see how they improve your own game.
So it's just fair game for everybody now. Yeah. Is that what we're doing? It's just fair game for everybody? Like, you know what?
Exactly how it is. If you see me play Call of Duty one time, you're already... You know how I play.
I feel
you're witnessing how I play. So if you're on the other side, you already have an idea of how I play.
But then, like, they sold out, like, they sold out Wells Fargo Stadium. Like, you feel me? It's not, there's something like a stadium for these competitions. It's not just, like, a few people.
Niggas be fans. I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to say. I want to know the fascination
that's
of watching
same
someone
shit for, like, Evo and E3. And... Shit sells out shit too.
I'm not trying to knock it. I just want to know why you.
And that's like Comic Con and shit like that.
Is that like why? It's like why would somebody ask us why do we watch baseball? Kind of similar to that, I guess.
Yeah. That's how you want to put it.
Yo. Yeah, it was a lazy episode of us.
Extremely.
But I'm gonna just let Nine freestyle.
I'm not freestyling.
I'm gonna let him get his rocks off. Pause.
I'm not.
Get your freestyle. Go off, bro. Go off. Cause I put you on the spot. Nine scared of the fucking freestyle.
Shut up.
I'ma keep doing this for a while. Fuck it, now I'm not gonna stop it. You know I'm on top it. Feels good when I'm in the pussy. Looking like you niggas pussy. You are what you ain't eating though. I heard you sucking a lot of... Nah, I'm just gonna play around a bit. Back in Far Rock, used to be on the ground and shit. Now I'm in Bushwick, chilling with the podcast. Frost Talk on the up and cup. Yeah, Frost Talk on the up and come up. Nine's gonna wrap this shit up.
I don't wanna rap, man.
Whatever, bro.
I already rap. I don't wanna rap. Stop that. Bring it back like a fitted cap. Turn it back. Stop. Hey. Fucking whack, this shit sucks. I don't wanna bring it in like a tummy tuck. Yuck, these bitches is fucking whack. Bitches fucking saggier than a sack. Pause, these bitches frauds. They only want a nigga for his bag. Stop that, these bitches is frontin' like you actin' like you fags. Bring it back. just fucking going up the top. I'm fucking high though. Don't pay attention to this shit, it's fucking whack flow. That's what the name of this shit is called.
I'm gonna call it the laziest episode ever. That's what we're gonna call this.
This is fucking cocky. This hot shit got these niggas fucking drooling, fucking fooling, fucking acting up. Don't wanna pay the check, get out my fucking restaurant. Hey, I'm feeding up the fucking food. This shit is yummy, fucking extra good. You don't need no condiments on it, maybe a little salt. This shit is getting a little dry. Stop, get some fucking water. Matter of fact, get a Sprite, something with a little zest, something nice. Going off the dome, fucking. Fucking, I fucked up again. Stop, I don't wanna fuck with the flow again, my friend. Fuck, I'm fucking stop. Stop, stop, you fucking me up, you fucking me up. Damn. Alright, give me a topic, just throw a topic out there. Hurry up, throw a topic out Nike, you tryna cop these, you get behind me. The shit with the swoosh, the shit that glows too. The shit with the fucking Velcro and the removable swoosh. No, not the Travis Scott shit. Don't care about the fucking shit, I go straight. I don't need the reverse shit, I don't fake.
Yankees.
These niggas coming to me like, hey, yo, where'd you cop those? Nigga, you can't find these. This shit is out in only the Philippines. You niggas wish you was on this kind of steez. The nigga number 9 so fly, you wish you could cop these, but you can't find. Oh my gosh, y'all niggas can't see this. No way, you can't see this. You could only hear it, maybe feel it.
Ooh.
You niggas getting cooked on a skillet.
Flex voice.
About to flip you over like some eggs.
Flex
nah,
face.
You niggas fucking dead.
Flex face.
Hit him. J, get him. Kill him.
Flex face.
Fill him up like for Leia. Fish, stop it. Matter of fact, grits, stop it. These niggas coming off. Shit. Get him.
Stop it. The beat is done.
Stop it.
I get a pass.
No, you go. You start it off, though. Stop playing. But we're not putting this on the podcast. This is terrible. We're deleting this whole podcast, guys. I'm sorry. This is not coming out.
Sorry, I need these sponsorships. It's coming out, Papa.
This shit is terrible. They already turned this off. They listened to the first 10 minutes and turned it off. That's it. Moving along. Bye-bye.
Anyway.
Martha, who's playing this bullshit? Change the channel! Martha, where's Jimmy?
Oh my fucking...
I'm here, Nana.
I'm
listening to this dope shit. Come sit with me, Nana. Get a taste of this dope shit.
What the fuck's going on here? What's going on here? Oh, I was so confused.
That was the intro to the song. It was a little skit in the beginning. You fucked it up. I should have just made it you coughing, dying.
That was crazy.
Because the beat is playing.
Martha, what's this shit playing in my house?
Yo. I'm telling you, bro.
Yo.
I like that shit.
I'm not even like this.
Yo. Yo, I like this beat too. Stop. Hey. Ooh. This shit is pretty smooth. Making me get in the groove. Something smooth. Something. Hey. Alright. Hey. I'ma just fucking rap to this shit. I don't know. I'm trying to pick up the flow. I'm trying to go off the dome. In a few, I gotta pack it up and go home. Gotta work tomorrow. Gotta make that cheddar Chuck E. Cheese. Gotta get fly, you best believe you can't see. The fucking steez, I already said this shit, but it's okay, bring it back with the freshest steez. You niggas can't believe this nigga nine is this nice. Holy shit, he's only freestyling, ain't no sight. Matter of fact, there is a sight, there's a blunt going around. You can't see it, you niggas is gone. You niggas filling up these faces with fucking frowns. Fucking clowns, you niggas better bow down. Fucked up a little bit, but it's okay. This shit is like something like full play. You twirl it around with your middle finger. Put two in the pink and one in the stinker. Yo, clowny though. This nigga Jay is about to sign me right now. He's like, yo, this nigga
Frost Talk Records.
I'm about to make $1 trillion off this nigga.
Frost Talk Records. Flex face. Funk flex face. Fuck out of here.
Yo. Hey. Motherfucker bitch. Suck a fucking dick. Fuck you, me. Don't you the fucking ditch. Fuck you, me. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna stop that.
Slow it down a bit.
I don't like this beat. I mean, it's okay.
I like how you bring the sample rock with it. Look, man, I think we did enough for today.
Yeah, we did.
This was the laziest episode ever. The
laziest episode right now. Lazier than Forrest Whitaker's left eye, my good friend.
Yo, Charlamagne shouldn't have asked him about his eye. That nigga asked him, yo, you ever thought about getting surgery in your eye? That's fucked up.
He asked him that?
And I'm like, oh, I watched the first episode. That show was good.
What?
The Godfather of Harlem.
And
so on. Well, you got your shit jailbroken, but I got for free from my Fire Stick. It's like Frost Talk. Be back next week.
No, buddy. Yeah, they everybody. Don't get up. Freestyle. Fuck that. We out. Y'all niggas. See us next time. Bye bye. Get fucking high. Hi.